It's
an
odd one.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 50. Wow, 50. That means we are almost at a full year. That's insane. I can't believe that I have been doing this for almost a year by myself. Like, redid the whole thing, started it back up by myself, and here I am completely enjoying it. But I'm going to shut up because I'm going to do a huge birthday episode. I don't know if it's going to be huge, but I'll talk more on that. So anyhow, hi. Welcome to the episode. I'm actually going to be talking about a piece of paranormal equipment today. So get ready to learn. It's
lesson time.
So today's paranormal equipment lesson is about a pendulum. And I'm getting this from publish.uwo.ca. The pendulum method is a very simple way of speaking with all kinds of spirits. All you require is a dowsing pendulum or a crystal on a chain. Unlike using a Ouija board, you can only ask yes or no questions. So you need to have a strong sense of what you want to know and plan ahead to ask these types of questions. Here are the steps for using a pendulum. Number 1. Hold the pendulum in your dominant hand, grasping the end of the chain and allowing the crystal to hang loose above a table. Number 2. When the pendulum is still, ask the question, "What is yes?" The pendulum will begin to move, and this indicates what the answer yes looks like. It may begin to swing clockwise or counterclockwise, or it may move from side to side or back and forth. Number 3. Once you know what the answer yes looks like, you can begin to ask questions. Number 4. When you finish asking questions, don't forget to say goodbye, effectively ending the communication with the spirit. If you feel stressed or uncomfortable at any time, stop immediately. You should always trust your intuition, and it may be an indication that there is an unfriendly spirit nearby. I do not have a pendulum in my collection, but some of my ghost hunter friends do, and they use them, and it's pretty neat. It's kind of like dowsing rods to me, but I did not know that you have to say goodbye. So if you are not saying goodbye, say goodbye. Which, truthfully, if you think about it, maybe you should be saying goodbye all the time, every time. That should just be like almost like a rule of thumb if you're communicating with a spirit, but I don't know. I hope you learned something about a pendulum, because I did, at least just with the goodbye part. I hope you learned something about a pendulum, and we're going to move on to stories.
This comes from Poltergeist Music on Reddit.
This is a bit of a lengthy post, but please bear with me. This has freaked me the hell out, as it has my partner. Here's some backstory. My mom passed on December 26th, 2021. I was the person who found her dead and reported it to the authorities. My mom was sick for a long time, and eventually her illness gave in. She wasn't the best parent, but definitely not the worst. She did promise me that if there was anything after this life, she would let me know. She believed in God, despite believing in the paranormal too. Last night, my sister and I were talking on the phone about how the house we signed on together with my mom is getting foreclosed on. We talked about how our mother has wronged us in our life and didn't give us a fair chance as kids. We always had her brothers living with us, and when it wasn't her brothers, it was her boyfriend. Well, last night, our Echo Show recorded audio because it had been activated. But we were in the living room, and the Echo is located in our bedroom. You can hear, clear as day, my mother's voice say, "Echo." Not even a minute after, we got this audio right behind it, followed by me in the other room saying, "We always have someone living with us." "Dino, what is bedtime?" And my voice saying, "We always have someone living with us," from the other room. Now, you can hear the difference between the voices. We never even mentioned the Echo. The only thing I can think of for the "Dino, what is bedtime?" being related to a movie I loved as a kid she constantly told me about. She always got mad when I brought it up to her. Just so you guys can reference the voice, I have a clip from the local channel where my mom was interviewed. In this clip, she was distressed and worried about her brother in jail. I just want your guys' opinion if I'm reaching. I don't think I am. I heard that Echo clip, and I knew it was her voice. Even if you guys think this is me reaching, hopefully the evidence I have provided at least makes this intriguing to you, as it took a bit of time to get everything put together. Guys, this one is fucking wild. You really need to go either to my website or wherever the link is, because I always put it in the show notes. Just click on story number one, that link, and go click on all these other links. There's very clearly a person saying Echo. And then the other one is like, it's kind of like a Dino, what time is bed? It is so spooky because you can hear the person who wrote this very clearly, but the Echo and the Dino are obviously the same voice. I, as I always am in my office by myself, and I'm getting spooked out listening to this one. This one is freaking wild. It is wild. And I'm pretty sure your mother is reaching out to you through technology, which is even more wild to me, even though I like use ghost hunting equipment. But that's completely different. To me, that's different because this is something that you did not plan. You were not asking for this to happen. It just happened. Excuse me? I mean, it's also funny how their mom was saying that she will let them know if there is something after the afterlife. And oh boy, is she letting them know. And it's funny because my mom has pretty much said she's going to come back and scare the hell out of my sister and I. And we have already told her all the ways we do not want to see her or all the things that we don't want her to do. So she's probably going to come back and do X, Y, and Z. But, you know, we don't want her to. But either way. Yeah, this is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy. You really need to go and click on the links and listen to them for yourself. I literally am going to shut up now and we're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from LunarWolf180 on Reddit.
I've grown up around spirits my entire life. I grew up in a witch home. My mother is a hidden witch. And my father is against anything even remotely paranormal due to a bad experience with a cultist who summoned a demon that attacked my father. Recently, I moved out from my parents for the second time with my boyfriend. Bad roommates for the first time. And I don't believe there are any spirits where we moved. The first apartment we moved into also had spirits, to the point where they were knocking and flinging things off shelves that had been sitting there for months unmoved. My question is, has anyone else been around spirits their whole life and then moved away and felt some strong emotions of loneliness? I'm not sure if I necessarily want spirits to be back in my life in bulk like they were, but I always feel extremely lonely when I'm in the apartment by myself, minus the cats and dog. Does anyone else experience this, or is it just me? I mean, I don't think it's just you if you're kind of just used to having things going on. It's kind of like living, and this sounds weird to people who don't have paranormal activity happen all the time, but it's kind of like living with somebody else, honestly. Because, I mean, it is somebody else, technically, on the other side. I mean, hopefully it's somebody else and not anything bad, like what happened to this person's dad. Oh my God. It's literally like living with somebody else. You hear the movements and whatnot. Just the other day, I was over at my mom's and I was changing the cat litter, which is downstairs. She's out of town right now, so I'm watching the kitty cat. It was just like I was living there again, and I heard footsteps upstairs. It's just like it was normal to me, you know? I don't know how to explain that. I can't say that I miss like the footsteps and stuff, because I have mistaken footsteps in my parents' home before for thinking they were an intruder because they were so loud. So not necessarily missing that, but I get where this person is going. Just kind of missing just somebody else there, I guess. I think that's where they're going with this. I could be wrong. I'm so sorry. Correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, having things always going on or just something, you know, so you're just not alone feeling. I hope I'm in the right ballpark, but anyhow, has anybody else ever felt this way? Or have you grown up in a super haunted house? First of all, I want to hear those stories. But second of all, moved away to a house that doesn't have anything going on and you're just kind of like, huh, either it's a breath of fresh air or it just feels kind of lonely. Let me know. I'd be really curious. This is a really good, interesting little take on the paranormal, really. So, as always, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.